And thus they became weak, hopeless, and they give up chanting, remembering and all these things. And this is the case with almost all. Very rare are out of this. Give up. So, almost all the devotees thinking like so. And in the last they give up chanting, remembering. They give up all this life practicing bhakti yoga. They return from where they had come. But you should not think like this. You should remember the history of Ajamil. Ajamil was from a bona fide Varnasram Dharma. From beginning he used to honor his father, mother. And he was married to a very chaste lady. She was beautiful and qualified. Daily he was doing Gayatri Mantra also. One day he went to forest to bring some dry woods for fire sacrifice and something more, clothes or anything. And in the way he saw a uncontrolled prostitute with anyone. Both were drinking and they were out of sense and they were very much engaged in sense gratifications. His mind became out of control. He saw and he thought that, oh, it is a very bogus thing. But his uncontrolled mind always remembering. And then he went, returned back home, but could not forget it. Or remembering this, at last he decided that I should please anyhow that prostitute. Or she is very beautiful and sweet. And then he took so much wealth from his house. And he went and he donated to that prostitute. She wanted this. So daily he used to go and as much as wealth he could take, he stolen away from his house. Now he has no love and affection for his parents and wife and children also. And thus he began to be openly there, at first in a hidden way, but now openly. And thus he left his home, wife, children, and went to that prostitute. She became very happy. Now, there was no money, so he used to do dacoity. Dacoity, you know?
Stealing.
He had murdering. And he was more habituated in sense gratification, drinking, making merry and so many things. He slaughtered, he murdered so many, and thus was with her. By previous impression, he kept the youngest boy, Narayan, named Basket. He had seven sons from this new one. And eighth was Narayan. Narayan was very dear because his was lost son. And always Narayan, Narayan, come on, come on, and taking in laps and doing so much. He was so much attached. And in the meantime, death came. And three Jamadut came in three forms. What he has done by tan, man, vachan, body, mind and
speech.
Very ugly and very ferocious. And they were trying to take his soul from this body. And he was weeping so much. And he became upset. And automatically the name of Narayan came. Oh Narayan, oh Narayan. And then at once he saw four personalities with Sankh Chakra Gada Padma, like a shape of Narayan. Narayan. Four letters he used to tell to his son, and the four letters became four associates of Narayan. And they came at once and they stopped the Jamaduta. What are you doing? Oh, stop. You should not do like this. Why you are doing against religious? They stopped, but told, who are you and why you are stopping us? To do so? Then they told, who are you? You don't know that you have no power to take this soul. Though he has done so many bad things in this career, but he has told one name he kept. Past, future and present. Since have been
eradicated.
So you should return back. Don't come. They told that he has done so many sins. He has left his wife, children, father, mother, everything, and drinking now, and with prostitute he has murdered so many. We will take it. And when they began to take it forcibly, the four ghosts of Narayan, they stopped. And when a battle was there, and after that they were driven, and then the three ghosts came to Jam. And here, what became? Ajamil worshipped, and he was thinking, I'm in dream or what I'm seeing? Practically it is not all. And he did like this, and he saw that, yes, it was practically. Jamdut were here and Vishnudit were. And he wanted to touch the lotus feet of four Narayan Duta. But at once they
disappeared.
He heard from them the glories of name. That even He had murdered cows. He had murdered father, mother, and anyone. All the names, all these Maha-Maha-Sins, great sins, were gone. Really, I'm thinking myself now. Oh, I saw that my death also went on. No death now. Oh, the force were my guru. And he believed like guru in them. And he heard the glories and name of Narayan. So it was initiated by four. This was initiation. Shiksha guru, Diksha guru, both they were. Because they had told all these things. And then he returned around from there and he went to Ganges side in Haridwar in India. And there in a very secret and sacred forest on the bank of Ganges, he began to recite, giving up all worldly desires and everything. And after some time, or the four again came, Narayan Dutas, and they told that you should be ready now, you should come with me in our chariot, Chinmay chariot, and you should come to Narayan, Narayan Vaikunth Dham. And then some questions were there, but he went there. What is this? He kept his name, the name of his son Narayan. And at that time he could not understand, could not understand that what was this. And he was murdering and doing still, and he was drinking and doing all bad things, silly things with prostitute. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained here that his first name was Namabhas, and all others Nam. Oh Narayan, come on, come on, come on here. Oh Narayan, you should take this. This were what?
Practice.
Practice of Bhakti Yoga. Because he had not offended any Vaishnava. Never he offended. Never criticized. Never criticize. And that is why this was Namabhas. And all other his sins after that name, first name, were like burnt rope. By rope you can bind anyone. But if rope is burnt and only the
shape
of the rope is there. But if you will touch it, it will be
fresh.
No binding, nothing. So all the after name, Namabhas, everything was gone. But when he realized, when Vishnu Dut came, and by their mercy, he realized, oh, death had gone. And what is Shuddha name, pure name? Not for my child, for himself, Narayan. And then Shuddha name came. And then he realized the glory of name. And what was then? His heart, he saw that now his heart is pure. At that time, Namabhas's heart became pure. And his activities were like burnt rope. But at that time, he could not. When death came and his real guru came then. So similarly, you should sing. Now you are chanting Hari name, don't offend any Vaishnava, Namapradhu. Whether you are realizing or not, like Ayamil. But name is acting at that time also. And your everything is like burnt. But if you are going doubt in name, doubt in Guru, doubt in Vaishnava, then it will not burn. Be careful. Don't offense any Vaishnava. Don't do namaparad. But have a very strong faith in name and his qualities. So don't be weak. If you are doing even namabhas, no suddhanam, even Krishna is there, you should hear Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna. And through that Krishna will enter in your heart and he will clarify. But you will realize after some time. At the time of death, our Guru will tell, oh, Mangalam Bhavatu. Then you can. So don't be weak. In any case, if demons are coming, doing anything, but you should be strong. And be patient like Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur. So don't, never be weak. If you are weak, then you will lose everything. Don't be. Have a strong faith on me also. What Nityananda Prabhu had told for us, Jathestam re bhata kuru hari hari dhvana manisham tato sansaram bodhi taran davyo. I am responsible for you. If you are chanting name, oh, loudly, then I am responsible for your whole life. It is my duty to see. Don't worry. So you are chanting. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu will be responsible for this. And if Nityananda Prabhu is responsible, what will be? Oh, you are successful. You are successful. So don't give. In any case, don't be weak. Never, never, never. Don't be weak. Then, if a standard of rati comes after asakti, even a semblance of rati or bhav come, then there are some symptoms. Shanti, adarthakalattam, virakti, manusunyata, asabandha, samutkantha, namugani, sadaruchi. Asakti tat vasatya sthale. Have you explained anyone this look here? Achha. You should try to realize these things. They sometimes will come. And they sometimes are bound to come. If you are chanting, hearing, remembering, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, like this, oh, it must come, these symptoms. By these symptoms, you can sometimes, you nishchit kar sakte ho.
Make it seal.
It can be fixed.
That. Oh, he is what type of Vaishnava is. Oh, rati is coming. Then what is shanti? You can explain. Have you? So he should explain. Pura bolo. ये भावर की है एक औषधि और दूसरी कोई औषध नहीं है कोई भी दूसरी नहीं स्मरण करो नहीं करे तो तुम्हारा कान मंदिर सबके सामने
इस बार बोलने
बोलो पहले यू कैन स्पीक जितना भी आधा ही बोलो आधा तो रुक जाएगा
So in this verse, Srila Prabhupada Swami is explaining the different symptoms which we see in the character and attitude of a devotee who is attaining the level of ruchi.
With danda he is beating like Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad Maharaj he is given poison and so many things. But he will not be disturbed. He will live up as like mountain Himalaya.
Then next is Abhyarthakalatvam. Abhyarthakalatvam means that a devotee in this stage, he never loses a moment and never wastes his time. He uses each and every second to absorb himself in thinking and remembering of Krishna. And how he does that? There are so many teachings everywhere we hear, and especially the famous shloka of Sri Krishnamrita by Rupa Goswami saying, Tannam Rupa Charitam Sukirtanam Sundayo. So in this way, we engage our body, mind and tongue in chanting, remembering and discussing the pastimes of the Lord. And also we see this symptom in the life of Goswamis themselves. In the Shat Goswami Ashtar, we hear this wonderful verse about their character. Sankhya Purvak Naam Ganana Tithi Kala Vasani Krito. How they used to utilize their whole time? They used to engage their 24 hours in chanting the names of the Lord, in paying obeisances to the devotees, to Dham, and the wonderful pastimes of the Lord, and discussing Harikatha. This is how they used to utilize the whole 24 hours in the service of Krishna. Then, third is Virakti. What is Virakti?
One thing more here. A devotee who is doing sadhana of bhakti, he should chant, remember always. He is chanting, remembering. But what will be of his maintaining life? Is it not a problem? Can you give up your maintenance of life and give up all? What should we do there? Oh, really, if you want to serve Krishna and to be happy and to make your life successful, oh, you should be ananya.
1.2.
If you are doing serving, chanting, remembering, then Krishna will bring your all
necessities,
everything he will bring as he does everywhere. Raghunath Das, when he left and went to Puri, he was not thinking of his
maintenance of life.
We have myself also, or the boys also. They left everything. And Krishna is, I think here, oh, my fruits, vegetables, my cooking, my dresses, clothes, everything is given by you all. Why you are giving me?
Krishna inspiring them.
So Krishna is doing. Krishna is inspiring you to bring all everything. So if anyone more than me never looks towards his maintenance, oh, Krishna will come in any shape. He will bring a pot of milk. Oh, my mother has sent for you and you are here, fasting, you are here. So take this. Oh, my mother will chastise me, so I am going, but keep this vessel here. port here. I'm just coming, and he will go. Anyhow, he will do many times. So have a strong faith on this. But if you have not so much faith, then what to do? You should maintain yourself. Krishna will see. But try to be like this.
Next one is virakti. Virakti means detachment. Devotee in this stage will have no attachment or attraction whatsoever towards any material sense objects. And thus, being completely unaffected by all these material objects and situations, he will keep performing his bhajan, his chanting, remembering. Next one is man shunyata. Man shunyata means having no desire for praise. He demands no respect from anyone because he understands that he is such an insignificant and lowly person. This is the symptom of his humbleness, that a devotee is naturally very humble. Next is Asha Bandha. Asha Bandha means that now he has great hope that Krishna will surely be merciful to him. Although it's been long time he has been chanting, remembering and performing all the limbs of bhakti, and he has not seen darshans of Krishna, he has not realized any drop of mercy, but in fact he is at this stage, this is the great mercy of the Lord. So now he wants to have the closest experience of Krishna consciousness. So he is firmly fixed and he has a strong conviction that surely now Krishna will be merciful to me and very soon I will get a chance to serve him personally. Then Samutkantha. Samutkantha means along with this great hope, he is very enthusiastically trying to perform all the limbs of bhakti now. Even with, he has been doing that earlier, but now he does that with even more great eagerness and intense feelings. And Namagane Sadaruchi. And he will be always naturally so much interested and inclined to chant the holy names of the Lord and always singing his glories. Alone when he is there, he is remembering, and when he meets any other devotees, he will always discuss about his pastimes. Asakti tada guna khyane. So that's it. He has deep attachment now to always discuss the pastimes of the Lord. Whenever there is an opportunity, he will discuss the different glories from Srimad Bhagavatam and many other scriptures about Krishna and his pastimes. Priti tadavasati sthali. The next one is that he will develop great inclination to be at the places of pastime where Krishna is placed, has performed his pastimes. Because he hears that how in Vrindavan or how in Navadvip and Mayapur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed their wonderful pastimes. So he wants to go there and he wants to visit those places and take the dust of those, the transcendental dust of Dham, and be saturated with the mercy of Dham in those pastimes. So these were the nine symptoms which we discussed, and a devotee who is gradually advancing in the stage of Rati, he will definitely manifest these nine symptoms in his character.
Very much. If your any friend is sleeping, you should tell him not to sleep. many are sleeping, so try to help them. You should carefully hear. Bhagavan Maharaj is seeing, looking, and he will make you stand up. So you should tell your friends to do like that. You know Chitraketu Maharaj? He was fighting with Indra. No? He was fighting with Asura in the shape of demon. Even when Chitraketu went to Lord Shiva and he was doing some
joking
joke to Mahadev, and Mahadev was very happy to have a friend like him, and he told something that Parvati became upset, and she did cause to him that be a demon. And Shankar then became very worried and angry to
Parvati.
Shiva, Parvati, and told her that, oh, you see his personality, how he is, you have caused, but he is still laughing, smiling as he was. He can destroy your curse, but he is so much kind to take. And he was not at all disturbed. He became demon. And he was fighting with Indra. He was fighting with Vajra. And in fighting, he told Indra, oh, why you are making late? You don't want to wait more? You should destroy my this body. Oh, why not you are doing? You are a kapush.
Coward.
Why don't you kill me? He was telling, but Indra was fearing. His vajra came out of his hand. And then he was fighting, and he was praying to Lord Krishna. But, oh, very good jewel in Srimad Bhagavatam. But, oh Krishna, oh Indra cannot do anything. And he was praying, and Krishna came and told that, oh, you have some bone. He was praying, I don't want any bone, worldly. I don't want to be Brahma. I don't want to go in Swarga. Even I don't want mukti, salvation and anything. I want to serve you by tan, body, mind, soul, everything. How he was doing? You should have patience when any bad day comes. He was going to be killed, but he is still praying Krishna. Why, if you are a rogue, you are disease, or you are sick, why you not weep with the name of Krishna? Hey Krishna, ha Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, why so much pain? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why can we not do? Don't be upset. Always chant name. This is the permanent remedy for your
disease.
All disease. You should try to do. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nivartatarshai Upagiyamana Bausadhatra Shotri Mano Virama Kautam Sloka Gunanubadat Virajit Vina Pasukna. All are animal of four feet, four legs. All are like those who are not hearing, or the pastimes, sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna, by whom uttered by a high class of Vaishnavas who are attached to Harikatha, and his all desires, worldly desires, have been washed. No worldly desire. And who is absorbed totally in singing Krishna name and all things. Oh, you must see. This is only the medicine of, not only medicine, of Dartha Aushadhi.
Unfailing medicine.
Unfailing medicine. Medicine can, worldly medicine cannot do help. If medicine were working, why doctors and all others are dying? All that. So we must die. Don't be, oh, take Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And here pastime is off. From the mouth of so elevated Guru Krishna. This is only the unfailing
medicine.
So be like what he was explaining. Abhyakta kalottam virakti manushunyata ashabandha samutkandha namgane sadaruchi. With ruchi. Asakti tatvaste sthale. Asakti. Oh, so much attachment should be for Vrindavan and Navadvip and Puri. Especially for Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj, Govardhan, for all these. If you cannot be there, oh, by mind you should try to. How? Because I have called you and you have gone so many times in Vrindavan. I am now describing every time. Oh, what is Vrindavan? How beautiful, transcendental. Oh, especially in my book, Brajmandal Parikrama. Oh, very beautiful. You can read and be always in Vrindavan. This is the process. I wanted to speak so much, but time is over. Gaur Prema. I'm giving so much. Try to take it in your heart and try to practice all these things. Believe in all Shastra Vakya, don't be weak, have patience and go on doing. But my request is that what Swamiji has done, it was okay for preaching. Oh, he wrote so many books. And he wanted that these books should be distributed. Nagarsan Sankirtan should be done. This is only process that you can help, oh, Maya Baddhaji.
Conditions also.
There is no other means. He sent his messengers, oh, in forests, in villages, in mountains, in inside, where? Ocean, Hawaii and all other places. Even where there were, lava, Agni,
volcano
centers everywhere. And I think that some of the lady devotees and male devotees are here. At first, all were like this. No marriage, no worldly desires then. Tini is it, they were doing all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
The two children.
What?
The two children. Kalini.